Support comes from World Harvest Foods and Strawberry Fields Cafe, 306 West Springfield in Urbana. World Harvest provides a wide array of international foods, including cheeses, olives, spices, hot sauces, olive oils, pastas, and chocolates from Argentina, Egypt, England, Morocco, and more. World Harvest gives Champaign Urbana a taste of the world.
44 degrees at 8:56, and time to check commodity markets on this Thursday with Ellen Dearden from Ag Review in Morton, Illinois. Good morning, Ellen.
Good morning, Brian. And the grain markets are a little bit mixed this morning. Corn market took out yesterday's highs rather easily just a few minutes ago. And right now we're seeing the December corn at 342 and a quarter. It's up 3 1/4. New crop December at 288, up 1¾ cents. We had kind of light export bookings this morning on that export bookings report, but keep in mind that that was a holiday week. You can't get too worried about that. Typical buyers there, Mexico and Japan, nothing really out of line. We did have a big export sale made today of beans to China, 325,000 metric tons, 132,000 to unknown destinations, but the market really shrugged that off. The January beans are at 989.5. That's down 3, with new crop November at 1002.5 is 2 cents lower. Meal market's getting hit pretty hard. We do have a double top on the nearby meal charts with highs made this week and about a month ago, just shy of that $3.30 a ton price. The meal is down $3.80 to $4.20. with the December at 321.20. The wheat market's under some pressure. In the nearby wheat, we did have a pretty sizable deliveries against the expiring December wheat. So we're seeing December wheat down 4 cents right now at 412.5, with the July at 460. That's up 1¼ cents. So we're just seeing some heavy bear spreading there. The palm oil was higher overnight, and the bean oil is a little bit stronger this morning. On the livestock side of things, Brian, we're stronger pretty much across the board, with the December live cattle gathering a little bit of traction, 120.65 up 17 cents. The January feeders at 156.05 are up 47 cents, while the Dease hogs at 65.55 are up 47. We're seeing some pressure on the carcass values on the cattle, but we saw a surge in the carcass prices on hogs yesterday, giving the nearby hogs a bounce. On the outside markets, Brian, we're looking at the crude oil up about 37 cents. News that OPEC will extend the production cuts into the end of 2018. Has given the crude oil just a little bit of a support. We're a little lower in the on the gold and the silver this morning. Noteworthy that the dollar is down 13 cents. However, the real is down 24 cents. That still puts them in a little bit better position for bean and corn exports into the world market. There isn't a whole lot of news coming out today. We'll just have to wait and see how things go. Looks like a colder end to next week, so outdoor activities will be on everybody's mind for the next few days. This is Ellen Dearden reporting from AgriView in Morton, Illinois.
Thank you very much, Ellen. 44 degrees right now at 9 o'clock. 1A is coming up next right after NPR News at 9:01. And checking current conditions here in the WIOL listening area. Rain has moved off to the east now. Cloudy skies in Danville, 44 degrees. Fair skies in Bloomington, normal, 44 degrees. Partly cloudy skies now in Champaign-Urbana. We're at 44 degrees as well. 45 in Charleston-Mattoon with some clouds lingering, and partly cloudy and 43 degrees in Rantoul. In your forecast from meteorologist Andrew Pritchard today, a few light showers possible this morning, otherwise decreasing clouds through the day, mostly sunny by this afternoon, a high of 54 degrees. Northwest wind gusting up to 20 miles per hour. Clear skies tonight, a low of 29. Mostly sunny tomorrow and a high of 50 degrees. This is Illinois Public Media, WILL AM 580 and WILL FM 90.9 HD3 Urbana.